Yeah, the board did approve the hiring of Melissa Chastain to be the assistant superintendent for 2020-21 moving forward. Melissa's been with the district for a good number of years. She's been the principal at Hawthorne, I think, now for 5 years. Before that, she was an assistant principal at Eugene Field and a reading coach, special ed teacher. So she's been in the district for a long time, and I think Dr. Loupartis put together a committee, and they've made a good selection.
Absolutely. Now, I know that we've been out of school here since Friday, March the 20th. Were you able to address how things are going amidst the closure with COVID-19?
Yeah, we updated the board basically on our plan. So we are scheduled to be off school basically through the end of what was going to be our Easter break. And so a return date of April 14th, if conditions allow that. And then really from now until that point, what we've pretty much decided to do is that we would ask, teachers to make some resources available to kids and reach out and really just focus on providing some opportunities for kids to engage in some learning, not anything that's required for their grades or nothing that would count against them if they chose not to do it, but just to have things so they keep engaged in some learning while we're off. And then we're going to spend that time basically preparing for, a likelihood of maybe even an extended absence beyond that. So, we've met with all of our directors and principals. We've basically shut the whole campus down, other than we will be operating some food service so we can deliver some meals. We've got two sites where people can drive up and grab meals for kids, the middle school and the high school. And then we partner with the YMCA to deliver some meals to some other locations around the district. So all of that information, I believe, is posted out there on our Facebook page. And our if people have questions about where those meals are available, they can look there.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you, too, have they been looking into, and just in case the graduation ceremonies are not able to take place in May, has that been looked at yet?
Not yet. Mr. Ellenbrock and I had a brief conversation about the need to really, have that discussion. We're all kind of operating under this assumption that really, even on the 14th, the likelihood that we'll be able to come back to school and that this health concern will be no longer a threat to us, it's not likely. So, like I said, we're going to spend some time over the next few weeks working remotely and communicating via, telephone and video conference. And then I'll sure, if we feel like we're not going to be able to return to school, we'll definitely spend some time. I think after April 14th, if we're not able to return to school, then we probably are doing a little bit more formalized distance learning with kids. Probably, certainly not to the extent that we could do face-to-face, but something in particular, those kids who need to raise their grades up for earning credits to graduate from high school. We've got programs at our career center where kids have to have a certain amount of time, where they have to take some tests to earn certifications. And so, all that stuff, we're going to spend a good amount of time just talking through how we can still provide for the needs and the educational opportunities for students.
I know another big thing that is on people's minds, too, right now with all that's going on with COVID is that the April general election has been postponed until June. There are several school board candidates who have terms that were going to expire. Would you explain how that works with the postponement of the election?
Yeah, in essence, I think the statute basically says that you remain in place until someone replaces you. So, you know, you could have a situation where you had multiple openings, but only one or two candidates. And so the person who didn't get replaced would remain on the board until a time when the board appointed someone new or there was some other process. And so this works very similar. You know, the essence is those three incumbent board members will remain on the board until that election. And once the election in June determines, you know, who the board members are, then they'll take their seat after that election.
I totally understand. Anything else you wanted to tell us that came out of the meeting last night, or anything else going on that you guys are working on while the schools closed down?
You know, really, we talked briefly about our turf project, which is nearing completion. You know, I talked to the owner of ATG this morning. You know, we're still battling the weather here. Snow on Sunday last week and rain all this week. So they're getting close. And, you know, at this point, we're not using those facilities for athletics or practices or spring sports. But we're getting close to wrapping that project up. You know, we did some graduate follow-up information, just reported that out to the Board of Education, and then, you know, we bid out quite a bit of technology that we're going to look to for the 2021 school year. So those are the main things. Oh, we March is always the time that we reemploy our teachers, so we got that done last night as well.
Outstanding. Well, and you guys also live streamed that, too, to practice the social distancing last night as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we spread everybody out in the boardroom. I think we had exactly 10 people in the room, and we live streamed that meeting. And, you know, again, moving forward, that might be something we do. I know we had one board member, Mr. Burt, participate virtually from his home, and that's, you know, within the our rights or his rights or the school board's ability to do that. So, you know, I'm sure if this thing is running strong in April, this COVID, we may consider maybe doing a total virtual school board meeting just to get, you know, to keep up with business at hand and not expose people to, you know, any potential infection.